Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. The Credit Connection, here on KSMA, 1240 AM, 99.5 FM, and 1240KSMA.com. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Welcome to our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown. At The Credit Connection, we want to connect you to the credit you want and deserve for your home, business, and personal use. Here we discuss all things creditworthy, such as lenders, FICO scores, interest rates, and more. Again, I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Mortgage, situated in Little Solvang, California, Danish capital. High Tech Lending is our retail mortgage provider, and American Senior Mortgage is our brand for reverse mortgages. I encourage you to ask your questions through our website, reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave us your question or comment. You can also call us at 805-686-2321. On with today's program. Today we're going to answer some questions that were submitted from the last show, give you a behind-the-scene viewpoint of down payment assistance programs, which I think you'll find very interesting, particularly those that haven't saved up for a down payment but have the ability to make the payment. So I think the renters out there are going to be specifically enlightened after today's show. And we love hearing all these questions that you guys are sending to us, that you send to our website. Again, just go to reloans.com, click the Contact Us tab with your question, and we'll get back to you on the following show. Some of the questions and comments include, here's one from Jeff. He's a realtor, and we talked about VA loans last week, and he writes that for a VA loan, they require a pest control report and clearance that should have been listed as a con on the VA program. Jeff, thanks for your great question. And yes, you are correct about the VA. They do require a pest control report and clearance on homes financed with the VA. And that's not just for purchase loans, but it's also for refinance loans if it's not already a VA loan. I didn't consider that a con or a detriment to the program. And the reason I say that is because it's neither a negative or a positive to the loan itself, but it is prudent for a buyer or an owner to know if they have termites or have pest control damage. So it's a part of your due diligence as to the condition of the property in question. So I highly recommend people get those and not try and skirt a pest control report. Otherwise, you may have a large capital expense after the fact, after you own the property. Thanks again. Patty writes to ask, how long does a BK affect your credit score? That depends upon your next actions, Patty. Like I said, past history only represents 35% of your total score, and recent history will carry the most weight of this portion. You can rebuild your credit back up within 12 months by doing the right things, such as establishing new credit accounts and keeping them in good standing. The BK will remain on your credit profile, however, for up to 10 years. The right answer to your question is it'll affect your credit score immediately, but it doesn't have to stay a detriment or diminish your credit score over the long period of time. Usually it's just going to affect it the most within that first 12 months. From there, you have the ability to bring it back up. I've seen people with credit score or with past BKs easily get up above 700 credit score in less than 12 months' time. So there is hope. Sarah writes in about reverse mortgages, and does it allow for two primary residents, but what if I get divorced? Well, Sarah, you can get a reverse mortgage in your own name without a spouse if you're over 62 years old. If you're not living together, that is, it is not likely that you'll consider your ex-spouse home as a primary residence. If you want to have two homes, you can do that, but only one will be your primary residence. So you can have as many other homes as you like, whether it be a second home or whatnot. Typically, they're going to look at your primary residence as, where are you registered to vote? Where do you send, or what address do you use for your driver's license? Things of this nature will determine which is your primary residence. So I hope that answers that question for you, Sarah. Alan writes in with a VA question. He wants to know if he has no entitlement left, can he still get a VA loan? Alan, the short answer is no. If the entitlement is a zero amount, if you have some but not all of your entitlement, you can still get a VA loan, but you may need a down payment. So you won't get the 100% financing with a VA loan if there's no entitlement left. Alan sends in a question with a follow-up, assuming a VA loan. He asks, is it easier to assume a VA loan versus a conforming or standard loan? Well, Alan, the answer is yes, and the reason is that most other loans are non-assumable at all. VA loan is one of the few loans that are assumable, and a conventional loan with Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or a bank loan, those are not assumable in any way. They all have due on sale clauses and transfers. So they're preemptive. You can't assume those loans. Loretta went on our website, reloans.com, and asked if you can use a VA loan to purchase land. No, you can't buy land with a VA loan. It's for dwellings only. However, let's say you had some land and financed it with another source, and say the seller carried back the debt. If you get the permits and hookups, you can place a modular home on the property and refinance the entire debt with a VA loan. So as long as you have some entitlements and you have a residence, a dwelling on the property, you can get a VA loan. That's a great question, Loretta. Thanks for checking in. Our last question of the day comes from Susan, who writes, I'm a first-time home buyer and I want to start the process. What should I do prior to finding and working with a realtor? Susan, this question could be a whole show, but for the best advice I can share with you, if you're going to be financing the home, is to get pre-qualified first with a lending company that you know and trust. This process will make sure you're qualified for the property you can afford. We all dream about that huge estate with a home with a pool, four-car garage, great big kitchen, all the amenities you can hope for. But if we can't qualify for this home, we've just wasted a whole lot of time for ourselves, our realtor, and we just set ourselves up for a failure. Dial in to what you want, what you can afford, and get pre-qualified for it. Look for homes that are in your price range. Learn the neighborhood or the market for the best areas. Find out this, you know, my number one criteria is to find out the seller's motivation for selling and to see if you can solve their need. Most people, they put a sign on their property for sale. It just basically, it's a scream to say, give me back my equity. Nothing more complicated than that. But they're asking for that equity for some reason. What is it? So if you dive down and get to their motivation, you can really get a better deal. It might be that they can become your lender and carry the debt as a seller carry. You don't even need an institution for those types of situations. So until you know what they're asking for, let's say it's a retired couple and they want to move to closer to their grandchildren, but they would love to have income from this house. They don't need the cash. Why wouldn't you ask them if they would sell the home to you and carry the debt? And then they have that routine income throughout their life It's a win-win for everybody. But if you don't ask, you won't know. Again, you don't need a bank always to finance property. And that's a great question, Susan. I'm glad you asked. If you have a question or scenario that you want us to respond to, just go to reloans.com, click on the Contact Us tab, and we'll get back to you. Or you can even call us at 805-686-2321. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss the Down Payment Assistance Program. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Mom, are you okay?
Honey, I'm fine. Just a broken glass.
Really? Are you okay?
I haven't been sleeping well since Dad, you know. I wake up at night worried if I can make ends meet.
Mom, why don't we look into a reverse mortgage? Then you won't have to make any more house payments and you can live comfortably.
Should I just call the guys on TV?
No, who knows where they're from? My neighbor recommended David Brown of American Senior. He'll come to the house and answer all our questions. Mom, call David at American Senior, okay? Here, I Googled the number, 686-2321.
686-2321.
All homeowners over 62, don't worry about your finances. Call 686-2321. 686-2321. Get a reverse mortgage with David Brown of American Senior. David Brown of American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending, licensed by the Department of Oversight under California Law Mortgage and Lending Act, NMLS 7147, CA3413-0937.
Welcome back to our show, Credit Connection. If you're just now joining us, we were discussing the Down Payment Assistance Program. That's the heart of our show today, and we're going to get right into it. First, what is a down payment assistance program, and how do I benefit? Well, sometimes a potential home buyer can make a house payment with no difficulty, but they can't buy a house because they don't have the funds required for the down payment, closing cost. So one solution to the program is use a down payment assistance program, such as the Golden State Financial Authority gift program. Well, the gift program works out really well. The premium program was created to help low to moderate income home buyers in California purchase a home by providing down payment and or closing cost assistance, currently in the form of a non-repayable gift. Let me repeat that. This is an assistance program that you don't have to pay back. It's equivalent to a grant. So after 3 years of being in the property, the obligation actually is dismissed and goes away. So you no longer have any issue with that. So as far as how do you benefit, if you're renting a house because you can't afford the down payment, think about a purchase with a down payment assistance program to help you with that cash. And we'll go into some of the more details here. But the basic features of the down payment assistance program, the features, basically, it's a non-repayable gift for down payment and or closing costs. The gift size is up to 5% of the loan amount. So think about it. If you had a $500,000 loan and 5% of that would be $25,000, that would be the amount that you could get as a down payment assistance. The program's not limited to first-time home buyers either. So if you've owned before, you could still get the down payment assistance program. Or if you wanted to refinance your home, you could use it for that as well. The program, however, does require a minimum FICO score of 640. And it also has debt-to-income ratios that you have to meet. And it's also limited to a primary residence. So you would have to have it would have to be your primary residence for this home. It's not for rentals or anything else. So how do you qualify for the program? Well, first, the home buyers must meet the down payment assistance program qualifying guidelines. These include, one, again, it has to be your primary occupancy, your primary residence is your occupancy for the home. There is an income limit qualify. So you can't exceed a certain income limit in the county, which I'll go over with you in just a second. You must have a minimum credit score requirement of 640 and not exceed the maximum debt-to-income ratio of 50%. Those are the first guidelines. And then the second is that the home buyers must apply for the program through a participating lender, meaning that not all lenders are available for this product or program. So confirm that the lender you choose is a participating lender with the Golden State Finance Authority and meet the qualifications there. I can tell you High Tech Lending is a participating lender, and I could help others with that process. It is available for conventional loans, FHA loans, VA loans, USDA, and other mortgage products are allowed. So that makes it pretty flexible. It allows you to do a lot of different things with that. Some of the frequent or the common questions I get about this include, does the borrower ever have to pay back any portion of the down payment assistance gift provided by Golden State Finance Authority? No. Once the mortgage loan closes, the gift is forgiven. The borrower never has to pay the gift back. It's a gift from the GSFA. So there's no repayment of this program, which is huge. What types of home can be purchased with a program? The down payment assistance program can be used to purchase a residential property in the state of California as long as the home buyer intends to occupy the property as their primary residence. Newly constructed or existing homes are eligible. 1 to 4 unit properties are allowed depending upon the type of the first mortgage. So there might be a restriction on the first mortgage that is placed. But for the most part, a 1 to 4 unit. So that would include a detached home on a lot. Could be a condo. Could be a townhouse. I will tell you that modular homes do not qualify. Is the home buyer required to stay in the home for any minimum number of years? No. With the GSFA Platinum Program, the home buyer is not required to remain in the home for any period of time after the purchase or initial residency. So if your life situation changes and you need to sell it in a year's time, there's no minimum time requirement to have that in place. It will still be forgiven after that period of time. Actually, any time after you close it. Are there income restrictions? Yes, there's income restrictions on the borrowers that qualify for the loan. So if you and your wife are qualifying for the loan, in Santa Barbara County, the income limit goes up to $147,800. So that's if you're making less than $12,316 a month, you'll qualify for this loan. 90% of the loans I do are below that dollar amount. So most everybody will qualify from an income situation. Are there any credit or debt requirements? Yes, the minimum FICO score for the down payment assistance program is 640, and the maximum debt-to-income ratio is 50%. The debt-to-income ratio shows how much of the home buyer's gross monthly income is needed to cover all their debt obligations. So to determine the debt-to-income ratio, add up all the debts that you have, mortgages, loans, credit card bills, student loans, child support or alimony. Divide that total debt by the monthly gross income and multiply the result by 100% by 100 to get the debt-to-income ratio or percentage. So it's real simple to find out if you qualify. Like I said, most everybody that I help meets from that income requirement. And it's actually, that's actually on the low side. If you're buying in San Luis Obispo, That minimum or that maximum income limit is $13,866 a month. And if you're in Ventura, it actually goes up again to $14,266 a month in total income. So if you're here on the Central Coast buying between San Luis Obispo and Ventura, you're going to have a great opportunity for this down payment assistance program. Can the program be used to buy a second home or vacation home? The answer to that is no. To qualify, the home you are purchasing needs to be your primary residence. Next question: how does someone apply for the down payment assistance Platinum program? Homeowners that are interested in getting this program for the down payment assistance needs to work with a Platinum participating lender. The lender will furnish the home buyer with the complete program guidelines, current interest rates, applicable APR, and fees to assist with the application and qualifying process. So your lender will help you through that process. It's really a great program, and highly recommend it. Other programs from the down payment assistance program might be from employers, churches, municipalities. Many of these types of large employers, I know Cottage Hospital had a program at one point in time. Don't know if they're still using it, but they would. There was a shortage of nurses, so they were offering the down payment assistance program to nurses and other staff. And it was basically a silent second, and so long as the person worked within their employ, they were allowed to have that loan in place without that was basically forgiven after a period of working for them for 10 to 15 years. So it was a great, well, it did two things. It was a retention of good people that worked there, and it was also a good way to sign people on with that product. So that was So overall, the down payment assistance program is a great product for renters or others who lack the savings but still have the income to afford a new home. So I don't want you to let the down payment be an obstacle so long as your income is at or below the $13,000 number that I gave you earlier. With regards to the size of the gift, that's something we hadn't gone over yet, but the to find out how much of a down payment assistance program, there's a little matrix, if you will. You can get anywhere from a 3% gift to a 5% gift. There'll be differences in the interest rates that you pay on the program, but it's, like I said earlier, if you have a $200,000 loan and you need some, you want to go over the 3% gift, they would give a gift of $6,000, and if it were 5% gift, it would be $10,000 on a $200,000 loan. Not bad to get that gift as a down payment product. So it has a lot of flexibility, and share this with others you may know about the down payment assistance program, and see if that works for you or friends of yours that lack the savings but have the income to afford a new home. Next, I wanted to go into trends and hot topics for this week. Let you know that interest rates have gone up about 0.25% to 0.375% just this month alone. I've posted my outlook to our website, reloans.com, and there you can get the full outlook for 2018. Our thoughts and ideas as to where interest rates are going to go, what home appreciation and home outlook is. Also, will help you with some the new tax laws that have been changed recently and how you can plan and develop a strategy with that. I do expect more volatility through the summer months with interest rates, but I don't see them going up a whole lot more from their current level. Also, I wanted to bring to your attention the IRS scams that are going on and ID theft. Scammers are filling out tax returns in the name of others to collect on a refund or a credit. What that means is they're actually pretending or filing a tax return in your name to collect your refund before you file. So it's kind of like who can get there first is going to get that money. What they do, they'll file the return. They'll put in their bank coordinates to send the return or the refund to. And then they'll sweep that out of their account. And basically, they're stealing from the IRS. Probably not a good idea, but it's happening all the time. And this is the time of year it happens the most. So what would happen is that when you go to file and you submit it electronically, you put in your numbers and everything else, the IRS will kick it back because someone with your name and Social Security number is already filed for this tax year. When that happens, you know somebody's there's some funny business going on. What you'd have to do is print out your return, send it by mail to the IRS with a note about identity theft and the fact that previous filing was not by you. And then the IRS will get to work and try and get it cleared up. You'll still get your refund, but it's going to take a bit longer and you're going to have to go through some paperwork to get it. I hope you found today's show valuable, and I want you to share this with other family and friends. I'm your host, David Brown, from High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse. For questions or comments, go to our website, reloans.com, click on the Contact Us tab, or give us a call at 686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Leave your comments, questions, and we'll get on those and bring them up at the next show. Thank you for tuning in to The Credit Connection, where we do the work and you get the credit. This is Dave Brown wishing you credit worthiness. Carpe diem, everyone.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com. dbrown@hightechlending.com. And visit David online at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSMA.